This is Ted Kennedy. A constitutional amendment to guarantee equal rights for women is once again moving forward in Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the long battle to write ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, into the Constitution is heating up again in Congress. But this year's battle has special significance. 1991 is the 200th anniversary of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, adopted in 1791. What better way to honor this historic bicentennial than by adopting the ERA in 1991? We all know the current laws against sex discrimination have failed to guarantee equal rights to the majority of Americans who are women and give them the basic opportunities in jobs and education available to men. After decades of effort to close the gap, women still earn only 70 cents for every dollar earned by men. That's not fair, Al. Stop acting like Homer Simpson. Drop your male chauvinist ways. Help make ERA part of the Constitution.
Homer Simpson? But now, Ted, you can't pin that one on me, my friend. The Republican Party has always supported laws to fight sex discrimination. Do I smell a presidential election year giant-sized rat sneaking into your rhetoric a few months early? Do your efforts in supporting sex discrimination laws cycle only with the partisan tide, or are you really interested in solving the problem? Remember the last two times this ERA issue was addressed in Congress? The reaction out there was a clear refusal by the states to ratify it. Whether you do or not, the people recognize the unseen dangerous possibilities that such a broadly worded constitutional amendment could present. Ted, the people have already decided this issue. I think it's about time you paid attention and helped us deal with it from the floor of the Senate, not from the deck of a showboat that sunk twice before. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.